My CCFM.
My CCFM.
Changing lives for good.
Right, it is 11:18 right here on 107.5, and we are officially live on our Facebook and also on our YouTube page. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. You do not want to miss this one. You know what time it is, of course, every alternative Tuesday. I'm either joined by Melvin or Liesl, and today I'm joined by my queen sister. And I love the fact that, you know, today was a blessing in disguise so that we can actually have the session happening virtually. But before, though, I can chat to her. It is the month of June, right? And we are celebrating both the role of a father and that of the youth this month. And today, however, we'd like to delve into the topic of the father's blessing. Powerful topic. However, more specifically, though, the exchange that happens when a father places his hands on a child's head and pronounces a blessing. I'm joined by my queen sister, Liesl Snyman, the author of Beautifully Floored and also the founder of Kintsugoro Consulting, to lead this particular chat. How are you, queen? How are you doing?
I'm doing really, really well, eh? I must tell you, my heart is beating like chocolates. For those who know me, I am completely camera shy. I'm talking about video shy. I can take photos and I can smile because it's like a, you know, it's a silent image.
Yeah.
But the minute there's a video, I promise you, I'm shaking.
And it's not
but
just
the Lord, give me strength.
Exactly. He will. Because I was going to say, it is not just a video, it's a live video. So if you cough, if you sneeze, we've got to capture it all. You know, right? Before we can chat about it, Queen Sister, I also would like to, you know, invite our listeners this morning, because we love hearing from them, you know, as more so as a father. You know, have you seen the impact your words had on your children? Or perhaps you experienced the void, right, of a blessing from an earthly father, yet the experience of a blessing from the father that you've experienced. So let us know on a WhatsApp line, 061-798-1075. The blessing, or rather the father's blessing, Liesl, what is the importance of it?
Sure. I think today is probably going to be a bit of an emotional day for me because my father's passed. It's been 11 years now, but it still feels like just the other day when I left him. And I can remember the impact or the influence my father's, not just his words, but how he blessed me and he believed in me as his daughter. I know that my father's dreams for me were much bigger than what I could have ever imagined. So I think the blessing from a father should be a big deal, sure, because the blessing itself involves a meaningful touch and a spoken affirmation on a child, and it also assists the child in envisioning the child's future.
Yeah.
So just kind of linking on that, I got my affirmation as my father's daughter from him, my identity as someone who smiles all the time because he smiled at me all the time.
Yeah.
I am courageous as I am today because I saw how my father was courageous in the stuff that he dealt with in life. And my father was not a perfect man, but he was courageous in asking forgiveness when he's done wrong. So for me, seeing him providing me with a pattern, it meant something to me. You know, my mother was the nurturer. She's the one who disciplined. But there was something different to my connection with my father.
Mm.
I think it was also knowing my father, I knew that because he loves me, I will never be alone and he will never disown me. Although I know I've hurt him. And even with the hurt, as a young girl, when I fell pregnant at the age of 16 and my father hurt it the first time, it was the first time in my life that I felt so bad because I saw my father's hurt.
Mm.
But I never felt that he would leave me or disown me,
sure,
because he blessed me so much. I was never scared of going out into the world. I remember one day, and it's strange that it's coming to me now, I attended St. Andrew's High School in Kanorti State, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to walk through what was known as the Grey Flats to go to school. We were in the Masonettes. And one morning, as I was walking through this passage, there was a group of guys, and they were literally wanting to grab me, and one held on to me. And as I don't know what they were trying to do, because the moment never progressed further than that. And one guy said the following: "Leave that girl, man. She belongs to that old topi, the one that always helps us." And then he continued, and I forgot what he said. But because they knew my father, I was left in that moment. So it was a moment where I felt there were things about my dad that I didn't even know. So I could go to school without fear, knowing that my father has my back, whether he was with me or whether he was not with me. So I think the importance of a father then is for a child to know, no matter what I have done wrong, I can go to my father because he has blessed me even before I became anything. Because our father's words affirms what we can become in our future.
Sure.
My father's been gone for 11 years. And every time I achieve a major accomplishment, then I long just to speak to him, to tell somebody with a skin. You know, a father with a skin, I think we will probably get into the difference between a father with a skin and the Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
But I miss having the conversations with my dad to tell him, this is what I have done, but you saw it before I actually done it.
Sure. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Underestimate the value.
Sure. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. Now, how does the concept of a father's blessing become relevant in the lives of those, you know, where the earthly dads did not fulfill their responsibility?
Sure. So I think this is a painful discussion for anyone who's tuned in who actually falls within this category. And I think the first thing that we were taught to say is to go, you have a father's blessing from a heavenly father, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a void that still needs to be filled from, and I want to talk about that concept of sometimes we need a person with a skin. And there's two ways in which I want to answer this question. So God has placed us in this world, his sons and his daughters. And the Bible just referred to us as sons. But he has placed us in this world to be extensions of him, right? We're an extension of the Lord. So if you are uncle, if you are an older brother, if you are a youth leader, and you know that there's a child who's growing up without the influences of a father, we see beyond the present moment of a young child. And it's important that we then fulfill the role that the earthly dad should have fulfilled. Yes, it is an inconvenient truth that there are families, that there are households that has no earthly father to fulfill the role.
Yeah.
And mothers do a splendid job, but there are certain things that a young boy needs to hear from a father or a father figure.
Yeah.
So also a young girl from a father or a father figure. I would not feel so loved for myself if it wasn't for my father constantly telling me, my baby, it's live for you. He always told me he loves me. So for me, the word love is a word that I freely give to my son now. So coming back to the concept of a father's blessing in the lives of people who do not have an earthly father is the role of society, the role of the church, the role of uncles, the role of our older brothers and youth leaders, that we speak the blessing. We need to manifest what we see into the hearts of the children so that the seed needs to almost like, it needs to germinate and it leaves a fuzzy feeling. And the more we speak, the more that seed will grow and the more confident the person will become. And that's the one part of it. And I think the second part that I want to mention is we need to receive the Father's blessing. And I'm talking about the Father's blessing, which is our Heavenly Father. I remember the time when I was so deep in sin, and although my relationship with my father was beautiful, there were parts of the relationship that was locked into the moment of shame when I knew or the way I disappointed him as a young girl. You know,
yeah.
I felt pregnant. So I felt that the beautiful girl that he always saw was now no longer beautiful. So there were certain things that I couldn't say to my dad. But when I went to my father, the Heavenly Father, and I spoke to him about my wrongs, he gave me a blessing that is found in Mark 1, I think. In Mark 1, it speaks about how Jesus came from Nazareth to Galilee and he was then baptized by John. And immediately after he was then baptized and he came up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And then there was a voice. So a voice speaks about you need to release a sound into the heart of those who need to hear. And the sound that the Heavenly Father gave his son was, you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So that moment for Jesus was important. And so the moment was important for me when I heard from God. I felt it in the soft hearing of my ears, the sound of his voice. When I ask forgiveness, that he blesses me, that he blesses me with life, and that he blesses me with good things, and that he loves me. And because I received his blessing, I could then again open up my heart to the blessing that my earthly father always had for me. So I think, I mean, just to kind of summarize it, that when you are a person who grew up without the influences of a earthly father, remember the influences of those who the Heavenly Father placed in your life to speak blessings over you whilst you were growing up. And remember that pertinent moment the Heavenly Father blessed you with life and life in abundance. He blessed you with his love. He blessed you with the heritage of adoption. He blessed you with the abounding grace that you no longer bound by what you did before, but you are bound by what he believes in you. And that is the blessings from the Father that we can live with perpetually.
Sure. Now, you touched on, you know, influences. How has your journey with your dad shaped the Liesl of today?
I think from a loving point of view and a humility point of view, that was probably the biggest thing that I got from my dad. My dad, he was a man great in stature and loved by all, but he was so deeply flawed. And I've never spoken to anybody about this. And there was a time shortly before my father's passing where this big secret was revealed. And I think it broke my mother's heart. As his daughters, we were deeply saddened by what has happened. But the love that my father planted in me kept the love that I had for him alive.
Sure.
That I looked up to him with such great respect when we had a service at my parents' house one evening, and my father got up, and because he confessed to the family first, he got up in front of the church members. He didn't have to, he wasn't forced, but he said what he had done to release himself from the burden of shame that I suppose he felt it for himself, but he spoke. My father was a big man. If you had to see him, he was big and tall and he had this beautiful personality. But as he shared in humility of what he's done wrong, seeking forgiveness from both my mother and from us as his daughters and from everyone who saw him in a certain light and he knew that he was not, I think that was the one thing that I got from my dad, that you are never too big a person to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
My father at that time was the owner of his own business, a well-established business. He had many trucks, and yet he did not see anything wrong to lower himself to the point so that he can reconnect with his Heavenly Father the way he should and secure a place in heaven for him. So I think that is the one thing that I got from my dad is be humble and allow God's Spirit to lead you and ask forgiveness for the wrongs that you have done.
Sure. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, before rather we get to this question, I want to remind the listeners that we also would like to hear from them. You know, as a father, have you seen the impact your words had on your children or has on your children? Or even perhaps you experienced the void of a blessing from the earthly father, yet have the experience of a blessing from the father. Someone says on Facebook, "Morning, Sakhi, blessings to you. Beautiful topic. I grew up without a father figure, but God was and is still my father today." Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, Princess, what happened when you received the father's blessings? Talk us through that.
Sure. I think I couldn't make up my mind on what to read because there's so many good parts of my story. There's a part in my book, I call it The Encounter. It was literally the moment where I surrendered everything to the Lord. Before then, I didn't see that there were any blessings over my life because I've done so many wrong towards God. And I think to men also, not think I know, to men as well. And so, just to kind of give like a little bit of context, I was finding myself in a room and I just needed to pray. I was so burdened by the shame. I discharged myself from hospital. I didn't want to be there anymore because I felt compelled to connect with the father whose hand I let go of for 15 years. And this was now a pivotal moment where the father's heart was reaching out to me and I needed to respond with something. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I needed to be alone. And so I found myself in a room and I asked a couple of questions. And after, so the questions was really just about, how did I get to this point? How can my life ever be changed? I am not a good person. Nobody will ever see any good in me. And so it was all the negative words. And then I wrote the following. Suddenly, I felt a familiar presence. At that moment, the sheer comfort of God's presence overwhelmed me with comforting love and care. It felt as if my shame was covered with a warm cloth, and with each gentle stroke, it wiped away the layers of emotions that was left by shame. The layered spaces gradually filled with love, peace, and a renewed sense of hope. At that instant, I did what I had not done in years. I opened my mouth and I cried out to God. I cried before him like a child to a parent asking forgiveness to everything that had happened. I had no place to hide anymore. The darkness and everything that I had been hiding and covering were being drawn out. Every emotion of every memory and every action contrary to what he required from me surfaced. I cried with every breath I could and I sobbed. I am sorry, forgive me, I have failed you. Over and over I cried, forgive me. And so my prayer then continued as I cried unto the Lord to forgive me. I wrote it in my book. And I remember after I had this encounter with the Lord, I started feeling a deep love for myself, but it was because my heart was open to the love that my father always had over me. I remember after I had that encounter, I started believing that just maybe, Liesl, just maybe you have something to offer to the world. I couldn't see it because I just came out of a dark point in my life. But just maybe, because I felt this deep love, just maybe my life can be a banner of hope to the world. I started talking differently because I wanted my sound to be a sound of hope to somebody else, just as God's sound that I heard in my ear. And I want, so that was the promises. God promised me a life of abundance. And that moment, I didn't know that the life of abundance was attached to the sound that came from my mouth, or that needed to come from my mouth. I know now. So the promise of God is sure. He gives us life and life in abundance. and the life in abundance is found in him. So with the blessing that he bestowed over me, I actually felt like God placed a cloth over me that day. The cloth was both cleaning my face from the shame that I left on me, and his cloth covered me and he cleansed it. And so the more it cleansed it, the more it's like the spiritual eyes of mine became open to all the promises that I couldn't see because it was so stuck on what I had done in the past. So the transformation and the blessing of the Lord, each one of us received or had a moment where we felt God in our heart. I need to explain it like that. A moment where we experience God in our innermost being. And that is the defining moment where God wanted us to remember, this is who you have always been to me. Because in that moment, we were in our purest form. Like, whenever I think about it, I cry. People call me Hailey because I cry just thinking about it. I want to be in that purest form all the time. And so the blessing of the Lord is upon us. He has not taken it away from us. We just need to honor him with the blessing that he has given us by honoring him in what we do. And then what flows out of our heart, the intent of it must be to honor him and not to chase after our own personal agendas. Yeah, I can speak so much about that, but I hope I answered your question.
You did, and more. And before I can, you know, ask you for your closing statements, maybe there's someone who still has a void from the absence of their earthly father, and they find it so hard to believe the blessings of the Father, the Heavenly Father. What words do you have for that particular person right now?
I think if I can echo two main parts of God's blessing, it's the fact that God's blessing is the only blessing that makes us feel loved and cherished. And it gives us a sense of belonging. What greater blessing is there than that? Because it's that he has called us as heirs. He calls us his heirs. So that's the one thing that I think I want you to hold on to, is that you belong to him first. And if an earthly father has failed you, you still belong to him first. And his blessing then reassures you that you will always have a home with him. You'll always have a place to belong. And you always have someone that you belong to. And so on that, I want to close with this, because I think David says it so beautiful in Psalms 128. Just want to get to it quickly. He says so beautifully, it's look, God's love is revered. It causes us to revere him. Mm-hmm. His presence, we revere him in everything that he is, because he's just so great.
Yeah.
And David speaks about, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. So when we receive a blessing, we are required to walk in God's ways. So when you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine, and the very heart of your house, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine, and in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon children. So know this, that you are loved, you are cherished, and you have a home with God. And as long as you eat the labor of your hands as to honor God in everything that you do, the blessings will never depart from you.
Mm.
It is there. Despite of what we go through in life, we just need to see the blessings that God gives us on a daily basis. Our Father's blessing that He gives us on a daily basis.
Sure. Powerful. Sister, thank you so, so much for your time. Was a blessing indeed. I know that many people are just blessed by this particular segment. Leanne says, morning Queen. Says, it's so nice to see you live. I love this segment. So thank you so much for that. I think we should make this a habit, hey?
I'm nervous. I'm still nervous. The nerves never left me. I don't like the camera. I like a phone. Picture, not video. Because I make funny faces, man.
Oh, Liesl, thank you so much for blessing us this morning. And I pray that you're going to have an amazing and blessed day and warm day. And also, before I let you go, how can people get a hold of you?
So you can connect with me on social media. It's Liesl Snyman on all platforms. Or you can go to Kinsikoro Consulting or Kinsikoro Bookhouse. Or that's on Facebook and Instagram. Pop me an inbox and I will connect with you as soon as I have a moment.
Fantastic. Love you lots. Enjoy your day and take care.
You too, Sister Queen. Take care. Stay blessed, everyone. Bye.
All right. That was my queen sis unpacking a topic titled The Father's Blessing, which is based on Psalm 128. The chat, rather, is up on our Facebook. It is up on our YouTube page. If you missed it, you can go and revisit that particular chat. She is the author of Beautifully Flawed and founder of Kinsikoro Consulting. You can find her on Instagram and on Facebook.